Okay, Chevra, big crowd today, Baruch Hashem. Last time we learned, we began to focus b'derech klal on the understanding of kil'achar yad on Shabbos. If you remember, the Gemara tells us that if a person is tolish kanof, right? So then you're going to be chayiv, tolish mishum gozis, etc. The earlier in the Gemara says that if a person is tovet semer al gabi behema, you're going to be putter because that is called kil achar yad. And last time we learned, we began to flesh out what exactly the nature of kil achar yad is. Is it a p'tur b'chol ha'torah kula, or is it a limited p'tur in Shabbos? Perhaps there are two different types of kil achar yad, like the Eglei Tal says. And then the last issue that we got into, which we'll hold off on for a few minutes because we'll get back to it, the last issue we got into was the question as to whether kil achar yad is viewed based on the specific malacha that I'm violating, or whether kil achar yad is not based on the malacha, but it's based on the maisa that I'm doing. And we told that story with the stipler when they have to shoot. That was the last thing. Now, just to get back into the Gemara a little bit, the key Gemara over here, we mentioned this, Bechur El Staff, Chaf Dalet Amid Beis, going over to Chaf Hei Amid Aleph. The Gemara tells me, or the Mishnah says, I quite Rabbi Yossi ben Hamshulam, when I shecht an animal, when I shecht a bechor, so I can be osa makom bekupitz mikan, mikan betolosh as a seyar. Right? That what I could do is I could pull out some of the hair in order to properly shecht a bechor. That's what Rabbi Yossi ben Hamshulam says. And the Gemara has a question as to whether you're allowed to do this with shchita on yantiv. You realize that you're late. Everyone else is here. You're late, but okay, not giving mussar, just saying what it is. You realize that the Gemara says that it's mutter when I'm shochet a bechor to be tolish as a seyar, but when I'm doing it on yantiv, we have a question, and the Gemara addresses this question at first on Chaftal and Amid Beis and Bechoros. The Gemara addresses the question as to whether tolish hainu gozes or tolish lav hainu gozes. And the way the text appears in the Gemara, if you hold tolish lav hainu gozes, so that's why it's going to be mutter by a bechor, but it's going to be usher on yantiv if tolish lav hainu gozes. However, if tolish is gozes, and the reason why it's mutter by a bechor is because it's darbish in the miskaven, so yantiv is also going to be mutter. That's the Gemara on Chaf Dalet Amid Beis. So let's just flesh out this Gemara briefly because it will have many hashlachot. And the Ramban obviously goes to town over here. So the first possibility in the Gemara, that's usher to pull out the hairs from an animal I'm shechting on yantiv. Zok the Gemara, why? Because tolesh lav hainu gozes. Who can explain that to me? Why, if tolesh lav hainu gozes, is it usher to pull out the hairs of an animal? Anyone? So, the easier mahalach would be, well, tolesh lav hainu gozes means it's not a iser of gozes. By bechor, the only thing that's usher is gozes. But on yantiv, it's going to be usher because of oker davar migidulo, right? That's the lashon haGemara, which is a different iser, right? Oker davar migidulo sounds like the malacha of kotzer, right? So one could argue that the pashtus in Bechoros Chaf Dalet Amid Beis is that according to the tzad, that I'm not allowed to pull out the hairs from an animal on yantiv before shchita, it's because pulling out hairs from an animal is the malacha of kotzer. That would mean, fundamentally, that there is going to be kotzer shelo v'gedulei karka. That the malacha of kotzer is not limited to things that's growing from the ground. Animals don't grow from the ground. Right? Animals don't grow from the ground. So how could it be that there's an iser of kotzer? Teretz is that there's kitzira shelo v'gedulei karka. That's the first approach in this Gemara. And this is a shita that is not unheard of among Rishonim. If you look at the Me'iri on our daf here, on Shabbos Ayin Dalet Amid Beis, The Me'iri quotes a Machlekes Harishonim as to what the Malacha is going to be by Tolesh. Is the Malacha Kotzer or not? Kotzer! Oker Dami Gidulo might be Kotzer. This Shita is something that we encountered way back when in our youth, when we learned the Malacha of Kaiser to begin with, and it's not, like we said, it's not completely unheard of. Let's take a look on Shabbos Daf Tzadi Hei Amir Aleph. The Gemara over there says that if I milk a cow, I'm chayim mishum mefarek. No? So Rashi has two opinions on Tzadi Hei. What is mefarek? Opinion one in Rashi is that you're a porek ochel mimakum shenis kasevon. It's a told of dosh. So the first opinion of Rashi is that it is dosh. Okay, gotcha. Ista Amri, told of the Kotzer. There is another opinion that it's a told of Kotzer. The footnote on the side says, yeah, that's a Yerushalmi's opinion. Yerushalmi says that you could violate Kotzer when you milk a cow. Kotzer. V'layhi zok Rashi. It can't be Kotzer, but that it's not mechuberhu. Elapakid v'akir v'kai bitanei hadad kitvua b'kasheha. Says Rashi, it can't be kotzer because it's not attached. And kotzer has to be attached. Meaning, Rashi on the fundamental level would say that kotzer is shayiv on animals. The only thing is, milking a cow might not be kotzer because it's not attached. The milk is not attached. But the hair that is attached to an animal, kenzai, that's going to be the malacha of kotzer. So far, so good? Okedar migidulo, according to Rashi, means kotzer. This shita comes up again. Kufzayin amid beis in Meseches Shabbos. The Gemara over there says that hoshet yado l'me'e behema v'dildel over shebimei'eha is chayiv. Why? Because it's okedar migidulo. Right? If I reach my hand into an animal, I pull the behema out, I'm chayiv, it's okedar migidulo. What does that mean? Right? Simple Lashon of Shas, Oker Dar Migidulo, sounds like Kotzer. That would mean that Kotzer is Shayach by animals. Even though it's not attached to the ground. It's a Malacha of Kotzer. So it could be the Gemara Bechoro sounds this way, it could be Rashi and Sadi Hei, and the Pashto Gemara Kuv Zayin on a Beit. However, the Ramban, in a bazillion places, including Ayin Dalet on the Beis and Shabbos, on Ar Gemara, the Ramban writes, and the Ritva quotes this from the Ramban, and the Rashba quotes it on Kuvzayin, and everyone quotes. The Ramban says, no. There's only Kaitzer if it's attached to the ground. Kaitzer is only when it's Mechub al-Karka. The Gemara continues there on Kuvzayin, that Madatolish Keshusa Mehizme Behigi, that if you pull the mushrooms off of the barrels, you're going to be Chayiv out. Kaitzer. How could it be kaitzer? It's not attached. So we had a mahalach about what attached means, right? That's what he said. But there's a fundamental machlokus as to whether kotzer is shayich on animals, right? Yerushalmi is very extreme. Yerushalmi holds if I go fishing and I'm successful, right? I'm not a yeshiva buck. I actually get a fish, right? So Yerushalmi says you violate kotzer. Why? Because it can be kotzer on animals, taking the animal out of its habitat, etc. Right? Can be kotzer also. Fine. Zosayin. There is, of course, another approach that we could take. Right? The more razzle-dazzle approach that we said when we learned Ayin Gimel the base, which is that maybe you're chayir for pulling the hair off of the animal out kotzer, because maybe animals are considered gedulei karka. Remember, Taisus quoted such a phantom shita on Ayin Gimel the base, and the milking sugya, right? So it says kenzai, the animals are called gedulei karka because they're nourished from the ground. What?
The Magid Mishnah
says that. Yeah, it's not an unheard of shita, but that could be an approach. So it's chazer ever. Let's go back. Bechoros chaf dalet amid beis. The Gemara has a shayla. Is it mutter to pull the hairs out of the neck of the bird or the animal before you sheft it? Right? It's mutter by a bechor. That's the din of Rav Yossi ben Hamsholem in the Mishnah. The question is it mutter on yontif? At first, the Gemara in Chaf Dalet Amud Beis says it's going to be us on yontif because Tolesh lav hainu gozes. And that's why it's asr on Yom Tov. It's mutter by Bechor, but it's asr by Yom Tov. Now, one way of explaining it is Polish lav hainu gozes means you're chayiv for kozer, and that's an asr on Yom Tov. But if the Ramban is correct, that there's no such thing as kozer by animals, so how do I learn this Gemara in the Chayvis on Chavdal on the base? How do I learn the Gemara that says that if Tolish lav hainu gozes, it's going to be asr by Yom Tov? Why is it asr? What's the isr? Yossi?
Well, if we're to stay consistent, based on our own answer to the Ramban we gave, he also called that absolutely karka.
Okay, so one approach might be that the animals are going to join karka. I think we could say something better or different. It's also a yisod that we developed at the beginning of the semester. Ready? Ken din zani, that means we can say. Right? We can say as follows. Tolesh lav hainu gozes means that tolesh is not the av malacha of gozes, but tolesh might be a tolda of gozes. Zok the Gemara, I call that hit gozes the av malacha involves using a keli to shave the hair. If I pull some hairs out, that's not the av, that is the tolda. That's the tolda. Ah! One second, dudes. That's a tolda, so then the Gemara would mamish be beautiful. Because the Gemara is telling me that tolesh lav hainu gozes. And therefore, it's a tolda, and therefore there's no chiyuv by bechor, but there is a chiyuv by Yom Tov. You know why? Because toldos is a halacha only on Shabbat, the Yom Tov. If it's not Shabbat and Yom Tov, if it is a bechor, a firstborn animal, there is no such thing as toldos bechor atayir kuha. Right? Isn't that a beautiful way to learn the Gemara, Rabbi Tai?
That
there's toldos by Yom Tov. That's correct. I mean, the pashtus is that Shabbos and Yom Tov are all the same, right? So there's toldos on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, but there's no toldos on Bechor. That is a very, I would say, glatt way of learning the Talmudic passage in Bechorot 24b. However, our dear beloved friend Megillat Sefer contends that that making a case that there is no toldos outside of Shabbos and Yom Tov is really difficult, because the Gemara at the beginning of Moed's Katan paskins that if I am menachesh b'kilai hakerem, right? Menachesh is I prune, no, I pull the weeds, right, to make it grow better. So that's going to be some chiyuv of zayveya, a told of zayveya. But yichayev a menachesh b'kilai hakerem. How am I chayev a menachesh b'kilai hakerem? If there's no toldos, b'chala tayvekula, how are you going to be chayav? We spoke about this in the context of Bishol by Basar B'cholav. In another context, we developed a ma'aracha about this. But this is just something else to add to your pipe and inhale, because it's very good. Yeah?
Can you remember how the general toldo and the av, but that, where the av is centered around the mindset?
Absolutely. I mean, certainly there are other ways of analyzing this, or additional ways, and I think we focused on some of those things at the beginning of the semester when we were talking about Av and Tolda. How we would plug it in, I don't know for sure. I didn't think deeply enough about it. I'm just throwing out a few additional sources that are part of our discussion. Okay, now, let's continue weiter. The Gemara in Bechoros Chaf Dalet Aleph Beis, going to Chaf Hei Amar Aleph, is questioning whether I'm allowed to pull the hairs out of an animal in order to do Shechita on Yom Tov. At first, the Gemara says, if Tolish Lav Hainu Golozes, it's going to be Asar on Yom Tov. Then the Gemara in Chaf Hei Amar Aleph in Bechoros says, no, maybe it's going to be Mutter on Yom Tov, even though Tolish Lav Hainu Golozes, because it is Kil Achar Yad, no? It's Oker davar migidulo kil achar yad. And that's why it's going to be mutter. For the Gemara, right? How you tell me that tolesh is not gozeis? Don't we know that tolesh is hakonof, is chayiv mishum gozeis? That's our Gemara. So the Gemara answers, shayni konof dahainu urche. So, acharei kechos hakol, the Gemara is saying, shayni konof dahainu urche, which is a machlokes harishonim lahalocha, what is the din? You see, many rishonim, the Rush by us, I think, is a very good source of that. If you look at the Rush and Simin Vav in our Gemara, the Rush basically concludes that Tolesh Kanaf, in the sense of ripping stuff out of the wing of a bird, you're going to be Chayiv, because it's normal to pull stuff out of the wing of the bird. But, Zag the Rush, Tolesh Tzemer Biyad is Ein Derech Gezizah B'kach. Right? The Gemara earlier said that it's not Derech, that's Rav Kahana. So how come over here you're going to be Chayiv, Tolesh Konof? So the Rush answers, Oif Ein Lo Gezah, Tlishasa Hi Gezasah. But the behema in the chayiv actually gazeis. Zuck the Rush, animals are different than birds. Animals, you shear, you shave, you use a keli, the whole thing. Birds, no one shaves the hair off of a bird. You pull it out. So, zuck the Gemara in Bechayris Chotei, l'cha'ora, the same idea that the Rush is mentioning here in Simin Vav, that really there's a distinction between animals and birds. By animals, tolesh, lahainu gozeis, and it's going to be kil achar yad if you pull it out, right? By a bird, it is urche, and you're going to be chayiv. Right? That's effectively b'chayir estaf chayiv, and a Russian simen vav, the difference between animals and birds. And this leads to the Rambam paskening, Perek Gimel of Yontiv, Halacha Gimel, Zuck the Rambam, that when I shecht a bird on Yontiv, you want fresh chicken. So the Rambam tells me, Shochet ba'oif lo yimrot mipneshu darko v'nimtza tolesh b'yontiv. Zuck the Rambam, parakim ha'alocha gimel, that if it's a behema, I'm allowed to pull out the hairs before I shecht it on Yontiv, no? By an oaf, I can't. Why? Because of the maskal of the Gemara in Bechoros, Orche versus Lav Orche. That's what the Rambam says. So I'm not allowed to pull up the hairs from my oif on Yontif before the Shlita. Ad kan divrei HaRambam. However, if you look in the Ran by us, it's Chaf Dalet, I think, Bidape Harif. No, sorry, I don't remember. If you look at the Ran by us, maybe, I don't remember. So the Ran quotes that the Ramban disagrees. And the Ramban writes, and this Ramban is found here in Shabbos Ayin Dalet. It's also found in Hilchos Bechoros, Daf Yud Ches B'Dape HaRamban. The Ramban writes that you're allowed to pull out the notes of Mitzavar Ha'of B'Yantiv Kedei L'Shot. I'm allowed to rip the feathers out of the neck of the animal in order to do Shechita. Why? Because the Ramban has the following cheshbon. Zok the Ramban, the malacha at hand is gozeis. By the malacha of gozeis, there is no difference whether I'm shearing wool off of an animal mechayim or la'achar misa. Even after the animal is dead, right? We spoke about if you wear a fur coat, right? And you pull the hairs out of your fur coat, that's the malacha of gozeis. Gozeis exists bein mechayim, bein la'achar misa. There's a tosefta to that effect. Gozeis min hashalach, that means the skins, your chayiv. So Ramban says, one second, hold it, Zach Ramban. If I shecht the bird on Yom Tov, are you going to eat the bird with the feathers on it? Avadana. No? So you're going to rip those feathers off. So if I'm going to rip those feathers off anyway, even though the bird is dead, there could still be gozes, but I'm still ripping the feathers off. So says the Ramban, once I'm ripping those feathers off after the Shechita, I may as well rip those feathers off before the Shechita. Because, you see, the reason you want to rip those feathers off before the Shechita is to make the Shechita a little bit easier, to make sure that you're not going to have a psul of chalada, or the ritva over here in Ar Gemar writes, the reason you want to rip the feathers off is because there's a chashash that maybe you'll get a nick in your knife, and that'll be a psul of ikor in the Shechita. So, the Ramban is saying, I'm allowed to rip the feathers off la'achar Shechita, because, obviously, you're allowed to. You're going to eat the chicken. You're not going to eat the chicken with feathers. It's eichel nefesh. You're allowed to rip it off. So once you're ripping it off after Shechita, so then you may as well rip it off before Shechita also. Aye, the Gemara in Bechoro says that hainu urche, that by an oath it is urche, and that would imply that it's going to be Osir. So he says, no. What the Gemara means is that since Hainu Urche, so therefore it would have been Osir lulei the din of Eichel Nefesh. But once I have the din of Eichel Nefesh, it's mutter to rip the feathers off of the bird, la'achar Shechita, and hu hadin before Shechita, ad kan divrei HaRamban. So again, that's Chaz HaRibur, so as you look confused. Right? What we're saying is that the Rambam learns the maskon of the Gemara Bechoros, that I'm not allowed to rip feathers off of a bird before the Shechita, because hainu urche. The Ramban says, no, I am allowed to rip the feathers off of my bird before the Shechita, because I'm allowed to do it after the Shechita, because then it's going to be eichel nefesh, so I should do it after Shechita, so I should do it before Shechita also. Aye, the Gemara says it's urche, and therefore it sounds like it's aser. Says the Ramban, what that Gemara means is in the counterfactual world of history. Had there not been a din of ochel nefesh, then it would have been aser. But once you have a din of ochel nefesh, so therefore says the Ramban, it's going to be mutter. This Ramban is cited by all of the Rishonim in our Gemara, most notably Ran on the Rif and the Ritva on the Gemara, and the Ramban himself says this over here as well, and it's really a Ramban in Bechoyris. Yes, sir.
If I plunk the feathers off a live with gozes.
If you
plunk the feathers off of a live with
gozes. Off of a live thing?
Off of a live chicken.
Yeah.
It's gozes. Isn't it more like skinning it?
Well, again, Tolesh Lav Hainu Gozes. Right? So it's some Isser of Oker Dovar Mikidulai, which might mean a tolda of gozes, the way. Okay.
Well, it's not like I'm skinning it, which is a completely different malacha.
So there's another malacha of mafshit, but apparently the malacha of mafshit were also a makel on mafshit. If I shecht an animal on Yom Tov, which I'm allowed to do, the Mishnayis and Beitzah say I'm allowed to shecht animals on Yom Tov. Shecht an animal on Yom Tov, I'm allowed to skin the animal before I eat it.
We're saying the same thing.
So it happens you can't, in Metzias, you can't skin the animal before you shecht it. But you.
So I could, because I can do mafshit, I'm allowed to do gozes or total gozes.
If the malach, says the Ramban, if the malach is mutter l'tzarech eichel nefesh after Shechita, it's going to be mutter before the Shechita also. What?
I'm saying it's a totally different malach.
No. I mean, there's removing the hair, removing the skin. It's two separate malachos. And removing the feathers, that's the malach of gozes. Removing the skin is the malach of mafshit. They're both going to be mutter l'achar Shechita. The Ramban says, once it's mutter l'achar Shechita, it's also mutter before Shechita. So la halacha, it's a machlokes, Rambam and Ramban, whether you're allowed to pluck the feathers off of your chicken before the Shechita. In Shulchan Aruch Or HaChaim, Simen Tov Tzadiches, we paskin, like the Rambam, that you're not allowed to rip the hairs off of your chicken before the Shechita. Aye. It should be mutter, because we paskin that you're allowed to carry the knife before Shechita. Right? That's a Mishnah that I'm allowed to carry the knife before the Shechita. And apparently, if I can carry the knife before the Shechita, that means that what? That I permit malachos of Ochel Nefesh before it's an Ochel. You see, one of the ways of pardoning the expression skinning this cat is by questioning whether malachos of Ochel Nefesh are only mutter after it became food. The shame Ochel does not set in until after the Shechita, no? B'chorah. Can I be mekel on Ochel Nefesh beforehand? Well, the Ramban says absolutely. Tosfos in B'chorah's Chafei and the Rush by us and the Rush in B'chorah, they all say that no, you can't, because you can only be mekel on Ochel Nefesh after it's Ochel. Well, one second, how can I make on carrying the knife beforehand? So the Mogen Avraham writes in Sivkot and Chof Dalet, carrying is different. Comes along the Marcheshes. The Marcheshes was the Rav in Vilna, no? I'm totally forgetting his name right now, I'm just blanking. So Marcheshes writes that this Machlokes Rambam and Ramban is a fundamental machlekes, but inyan molacha and yantiv. Do I permit, based on a principle of nitoch, do I permit molachos other than hutsa'a and havara? The Rambam has a very narrow definition. The Rambam says that nitoch only allows me to carry shalai hutsa'irech and to what's it called? And to do havara, shalol etzorach. Again, not shalol etzorach b'chlal, but shalol etzorach mostly. Right? The Rambam holds mitoch is only matir hutzah and havara. Mitoch is not matir other malachos. The Ramban is coming from the perspective that no, that mitoch is going to be matir any malacha. So says the Marcheshes. It's in Simon Yod, the Marcheshes. Marcheshes says that's goof for the machlokes Rambam and Ramban. The Rambam would say that I'm not allowed to pluck the hairs from this thing because lemaisa it's not oichol yet, and if it's not oichol, the only way to be mekel on it is al mitoch. Well, the Rambam holds I'm only going to say mitoch on hotzaah and havara, but the Ramban would say, I say mitoch on other malachos. So the Marcheshes' gang, his approach to this question, is acknowledging what the Rush and the Balei HaTosfos say, that before the Shechita it's not a din of Ochel. And if it's not a din of Ochel, there's no heter to, there's no heter of mitoch according to, if it's not an Ochel, it can be no heter. Unless you hold of mitoch and you extend mitoch to all other malachos. That's really what the Ramban is saying. Okay. Ad kan divrei hamarcheshes. Hotza'ah is going to be mutter balav hachi. Because hotza'ah, everyone says mitochan. Now, lahalacha, it says in Shulchan Aruch and Tov Tzadiches that we pass him like the Rambam. That I'm not supposed to, I'm not allowed to rip the feathers off of my chicken before the Shechita. I'm not allowed to. However, look in the Mishnah Berurah there, in Tav Tzadiches, Sifkatin 68. 68, for those of you keeping score at home, is Samaches. The Mishnah Berurah tells me that although Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rambam against the Ramban, the Beis Yosef quotes a dissenting opinion of the Ramban, and the Minhag HaShoichatim is that they rip the hairs out of the chicken before the Shechita and Yontif. No? Unbelievable. The Minhag HaShoichtim, who really controls Judaism, Rabotai? Right? The rabbis, the way, or is it the Minhag? The Minhag of Yiddishkeit, the Minhag of the Shochtim is that they follow the Ramban rather than the Rambam. Ad kan davar zeh. So far so good? Let's go back to our conversation. In middle of the Ramban in Bechoros, we're I'll say two other things within the Ramban. This is all in the Ramban and Bechayris, where the Ramban presents his opinion in full. The Ramban here in Shabbos does not present his opinion as fully as he does there in the third parak of Bechoros. The Ramban, remember, holds that I'm allowed to pluck the feathers from the chicken before the Shechita on Yontif. No? And we said, one hesber is, it's mutter because it is mitoich on other malachos. It's not yet an ochel, but it's mutter because of mitoch on all malachos. Right? So far so good? However, if you read the Ramban himself, the Ramban has another approach as well. The Ramban tightness. The old ikatayma achrin ala hetera. The kaimalon b'chol hashabbos kula halachik Reb Shimon bar mimuksim achmas iser. We pass on Reb Shimon, and therefore Reb Shimon says malach hashem tzricha legufas poter alaha. V'rabbi b'hu basra hachas v'rolei. V'tolish kanach nami l'shchita malach hashem tzricha legufahi. V'lo mechayiv Allah. Zakni Ramban. I'm allowed to be toileish kanach min ha'oif to do shchita because it's a malach hashem tzricha legufa. And therefore, it's mutter lechatchila l'tzorach simchas yontif. Meaning, the Ramban says, it's only a malach hatzricha legufa if I rip the feathers off of the chicken and I use those feathers. If I don't use those feathers, it's a malach hashem tzricha legufa. And malach hashem tzricha legufa, I'm going to be makel on l'tzorach yontif. Wow. Tosfos in Bechoros, by the way, says, whoa! Tosfos says, "Ein lomo malach hashem tzricha legufa mikel achar yad." Tosfos also agrees that plucking feathers from chickens is malach hashem tzricha legufa because you don't need the feather. But Tosfos says, just because I'm meko on kil achar yad litzorech yantiv doesn't mean I'm going to be meko on malach hashem tzricha legufa. Tosfos presumably is going in the direction that we see many places in Shas that malach hashem tzricha legufa is more chamor than all other dinim derabbanan. No? We mentioned the entire perek kol kisvei. The whole 16th perek talks about what happens when there's a fire on your house on Shabbos. What are you allowed to save? What can't you save? How much food? How many svarim? Etc. No? I don't understand. It's a malach hashem tzricha legufa. Let me just get a goy and pour it out of the fire. No? Teretz says the Ran, malach hashem tzricha legufa is more chamor. Now, it's not clear exactly what the Ran is saying, at least in the 16th parak over there. Is the Ran saying malach hashem tzricha legufa is more chamor? Or is the Ran saying something with respect to Dileika? That fires are more chamor, no? It's not exactly clear in the Ran. Tosfos is understanding on a fundamental level that malacha she'ein tzricha legufa is going to be more chamor. Malacha she'ein tzricha legufa is more chamor, and therefore Tosfos says you can't compare malacha she'ein tzricha legufa to kil achar yad. I'm making kil achar yad letzayrech. I'm not making malach hashem tzricha legufa. That's what Tosfos says. Ramban equates them, no? The Ramban is saying that, at least according to the second day of the Ramban there in Bechoros, that I'm allowed to rip the feathers out of the base hashchita of the animal before the shchita because of malach hashem tzricha legufa. Malach hashem tzricha legufa is mutter. Just like kilach hayad is mutter. Right? So that's another nekuda. Again, I ask you to just learn the Gemara in Bechayrus and the Ramban well, no? Isn't that what I asked? That's all you gotta do to know Judaism. One last Torah in the Ramban, and then I'll be able to say good Shabbos. Last Torah in the Ramban is pilpulling at the beginning of his discussion about whether whether okay, Lord, be gedulah in the context of Gozes is whether Okri Tavim V'Gedolim in context of a Tolesh is that a Malach. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have been studying the book of Malachim for quite some time. We're nearing the end. In fact, last week we noticed the end of the Northern Kingdom. Right? The kingdom of Yisrael basically had its last king, Hoshea ben Elah. And although Hoshea was not such a bad guy, he actually tried to allow the Jews to go to the Beit HaMikdash, which was in the kingdom of Yehuda. But nonetheless, the cumulative effect of all the sins of the kingdom of Yisrael marked the end of the kingdom of Yisrael. The kingdom of Yisrael basically ended. Now, we're shifting over to the kingdom of Yehuda. The kingdom of Yehuda had not been doing great. The previous king of Yehuda was a man named Ahaz. Ahaz, the king, basically tried to establish some sort of relationship with Ashur, with Assyria, and he fell in love with Ashur. And he went to Ashur, and he noticed that they had a beautiful mizbeach, a beautiful altar there. And he brought the mizbeach in, and this mizbeach is in the Beit HaMikdash. So you have something that would have been used for Avodah Zarah, and now that is being used in the Beit HaMikdash. Not only that, but the Psukim in Divrei HaYamim speak about how King Ahaz actually locked up the Beit HaMikdash. He said, you can't go in. Now,
why did he do that?
I don't know. He's bad. That's the answer. Okay. He's bad. Now, his darn luck, right? King Ahaz's bad luck is that, right, the way sometimes Hashem punishes a Rasha is he gives the Rasha a son who's a tzaddik. Right? It's like a real punishment because you really want everyone to do bad, and now King Ahaz has a son who is called King Chizkiyahu. What we will discuss this week is only 12 psukim in Malachim Bet that focus on the beginning of King Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu is a righteous king. But we should just put Chizkiyahu in context. His father is Ahaz, who was quite, unrighteous. His son is going to be King Menashe, who is
bad.
Also bad. Good. Right? So now King Chizkiyahu really sticks out as being a righteous king, which, by the way, fits into a pattern that we've noticed. The last couple of kings in Yehuda, we have had righteous kings following unrighteous kings and, like, alternating. Right? Which has been an interesting thing. There's a certain lack of consistency, but we have the good kings who go back